You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
K-Earth 101, it's St. Patty's Day. It's Gary and his unicorn, Lisa. Ah, yeah.
Oh, man.
You've ever seen. Somebody says, what's the difference between an Irish party and an Irish funeral? One less person. Hey, now. Gosh.
That's right. I'm the loveliest of them all.
Lisa, you're the loveliest of them all. Of course, I'm a leprechaun, and from this angle, you look pretty good.
No, well, there you go.
Oh, jeez.
I'll take it.
Good morning, Gary and crew. I pat my back right wallet pocket two times before I buy any lotto tickets or gamble.
Oh.
It always works.
Okay.
How do you give yourself the luck of the Irish? That's a question. Josh was on the phone. He was listening when you were talking about Joe Exotic a while ago. Joshua, what was your take on that?
I just want to say it's awesome. You guys got the Tiger King back on. And for everyone out there, I'm pretty sure we all know Carol Baskin, she killed her husband. She whacked him. And don't tell me it didn't happen.
Okay, man. Do you think she put him in a meat grinder?
In a meat grinder?
Oh, definitely, man. Just like Tiger King met this last guy over here at the meat grinder. You know what I mean? I'm sure that's what she used. And better to her animals, man. She's pretty wild.
She's a wild woman. Yeah. Dad, why don't they do a special on her, right?
Exactly, man. I'm waiting for that one to come out. I'm sure someone's in the works with it. But yeah, I'm really glad Tiger King's, hopefully he gets pardoned and gets out, man.
Yeah, I think so. And I think they bring him to the White House and they have a big ceremony.
Yeah.
Then maybe Kim Kardashian could come. What a country.
I hope you guys have a great morning, and hopefully I'll be talking to you guys at 4:10.
Love it. Thank you, Josh.
Not a problem, you guys. Have a great morning. Thank you.
Well, she's not the Tiger King, but she could be better this morning because we all know Wendy Williams.
She's the Tudor King.
She is the Tudor King.
Hey,
she loves to toot her own horn. And yesterday on her talk show, she not only tooted her horn, but, well, she burped at the same time. Now that, my friends, is talent. And it was all captured on mic.
It's a matter of time. She's not lonely.
Whoa, out of both ends.
I apologize.
Both ends.
I apologize. Yep, she was talking about Kim and Kanye's divorce, spilling the tea on Kim's rumored men. Well, when that happened. Oopsie.
Wow.
By the way, though, it's not the first time that Wendy has caused a big stink on set. Back in 2020, she let one rip, and I mean loud, in the middle of her show. Take a listen.
That cop wasn't playing that. I mean, you're lucky you only got battery.
Wow. That one came out with a chain around its neck.
Yeah.
Let me tell you. Lord have mercy.
The hold up score sign.
Yeah, right.
You notice she didn't apologize after that one. In fact, at the time, she denied it totally. I don't know how you'd deny it, but she did. And she insisted that viewers' ears were deceiving them.
That was a 6.2 on a Richter scale.
She said at that time, I barely fart because my gas gets released by burping because all I do is talk. Well, you must be doing some ass talk.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, because yesterday, well.
Yeah, there it goes.
Twofer. We got a twofer.
Now, she did do a deal with the group Queen to go on the road with them.
She did?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, listen, it is not the first person to fart on air. Larry King has done it.
What? Wait a minute. Listen to this.
This thing with the sequestration, you have been through everything, especially when your show was from Washington.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, comment on that.
I'm sad about it.
That was his comment.
That was his comment. It's a gas. I'll just put it that way. Oh, how about a woman who was named, her nickname was, she was named after her farts. That's why they
Whoopi.
Call. That's why they call her Whoopi.
Yes.
Our identity was really questioned, and I think it explores that in a really smart way.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
No.
You're so polite.
Oh, excuse me.
So differential.
That was a zipper. That was like, how about Regis Philbin?
Oh, I remember this.
Saw me, I doubt it. Anyway, next week is, we're doing something around here.
Yes,
called
what is this
Kelly's
all about?
What is this
Kelly,
all about?
Kelly
is that your vital toot?
She keeps moving on, but she can't stop from laughing.
So with Larry King, Whoopi, Regis, but somebody who was gaga gorgeous. Everybody does it because here's Eva Mendez.
You can't sleep. We can't sleep because Eva won't stop farting.
You know, I just can't get over that the microphones are that.
Isn't that good?
I mean they are that good that they pick it up.
Check the fidelity on this. This is. I mean. The mic picked up both ends.
Both ends? Do they mic her ass? I mean, I don't understand.
I would.
Yeah, I have one there.
I would if I were them.
Oh, well, what can I say? I guess farting on TV is not a big deal anymore.
Somebody figured it out. They said it's St. Patrick's Day, so it probably came from her O-ring. I don't know.
No, it came from her ass and her mouth at the same time. God love you, Wendy. I mean, that is some
talent.
We're
only human. You know, the babies in the crib, if somebody farts, will laugh.
Yeah, that's it, man.
Babies
that is
laugh.
True. Babies laugh, and if you fart, they laugh. It's just,
I don't know,
it's just naturally
so funny.
Funny. It's just like the funniest thing you can do.
It's funny until it's you doing it on national television.
Yes.
Then it's a little embarrassing, right? She didn't seem to be bothered. She apologized. She's like, oh, I'm sorry.
Guess who's talking about Wendy today? Everybody. Yeah. Well, hello.
All right, so should we just fart and burp and people talk about us?
Huh?
Yeah, exactly. No, you first. I think the mic would pick up yours much better than mine.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You think Silent But Deadly, you ever heard that? I knew a guy, I actually worked with him, who actually did a morning show in New York, and when he'd get mad at his co-host...
He would fart.
He'd fart and leave the room. And he did the show with Howard Hoffman and Stephanie Miller. His name was J. Paul Emerson. I'm going to throw him right under the bus.
And he would do it on purpose?
Oh, yeah. He told me, he goes, you know what I know? They made me mad. I just fart and leave the room.
One of my exes used to cup his farts like a fruit cup stick it in your face.
Oh, no.
No. You had to go over the line.
You had to do it, didn't you? You had to do it.
I didn't do it. He did it.
I know what attracted you to it. You had the greatest boyfriend. Oh, boy.
All right. Well,
we can make that work.
All I know is Wendy is my hero now.
Hang on.
Oh, we are so stupid, but it's so funny.